Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to continue our recollections series today. And today we're going to talk about Sam Adams. 2 years a Raven, two very impactful years in 2000 and 2001. Like Shannon Sharp, played those same seasons. And like Shannon Sharp, we're going to talk about him with Sean Asher. Sean, how you doing?
I'm good, Ken. How you doing tonight, buddy?
No complaints at all. I got to tell you, really appreciated all your takes on Shannon Sharp. It was a very fun episode, very well done. We went way over in terms of time. I hope the audience will forgive us on that, but it was a lot of fun chewing up the very short but eventful tenure of Shannon Sharp. And we're going to hopefully give Sam Adams his due in a similar way, although I think in some ways there's a lot less to talk about him in terms of highlights.
Yeah, definitely not a big stat sheet guy. And like, I think of, if I had a Mount Rushmore of like favorite players for Ravens, like me personally, I love Ed, I love Ray, I love Jonathan Ogden, I love Lamar. But like for me, it's the technicians and the dirty work guys that make my personal like Mount Rushmore. And it's not about greatness for me. It's about technical, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and like, even if you are undersized or not fast enough, and if you get beat every time, like, it's okay, because like, you're a technician and doing what you're supposed to be doing, just some other dude beat you. Like, I get that.
So Sam was acquired as a UFA prior to 2000, spent 2 years with the Ravens. He was still only 27 and 28. So spent his first 6 years in Seattle. I think that was under the terms of the original CBA that as a first round pick, he got a 6 year contract, or maybe it was common to sign guys for 6 year contracts. The other thing about Sam Adams, I think a lot of people have forgotten now, is that he was drafted number 8 overall by Seattle. Man. So in some ways, even though he played pretty well with Seattle, he never made a Pro Bowl, never was all pro. His career to that point was kind of a disappointment.
Yeah. So I went back and looked at the Seattle rosters back then, and not a ton of talent around him on defense. Like, you know, there was a couple names that I recognized and remembered some things about, but there wasn't anybody that I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And also, his tackles at Seattle, like, they were up. So, you know, to me, like, somewhat indicative of, like, you don't have a lot of linebackers behind you that are, like, shooting gaps and making plays. So, you know, kind of made sense.
The guy who played with him that was a big name and was a great, great player was Cortez Kennedy. And it wouldn't surprise me if he was really taking a lot of the limelight in the way that Aaron Donald really overshadows every lineman he ever plays with in terms of you know, stuff in the stat sheet. But Cortez Kennedy played for, I think the Seahawks were 2-14 the year that he won Defensive Player of the Year. So that really takes something for a player to get it then. Adams had a top of 7 sacks and 23 total in his years at Seattle, but 7 in 1997.
Yep, not a bad year. And I think the same way he could have gotten overshadowed in Seattle, he probably got overshadowed similarly in Baltimore by Tony Siragusa. And not just for play and making impactful plays, but also, like, Goose was a dude that you knew his name and, like, you knew what he was about. And, like, he made sure that if you were watching on Sunday, you knew what he was about. So, you know, maybe part of Sam Adams not being such a household name for Ravens fans, and even, you know, now and even in that time, could have been just lining up next to Goose, you know.
I think that's a very real point. A Goose, much more of a personality, much more of an easy interview. They had kind of a rivalry between them in a way, and kind of a brotherhood in another, that they each didn't want to be told how to manage their weight to play football. Yeah. And Adams and Siragusa, we heard a little window into it on Hard Knocks that neither of them really wanted to weigh in. And they were just, you know, they're like, what, you know, why don't you go get the FBI to figure it out then? You know, dude, it's not gonna win. You know, I can just see those two guys showing up for the Harbaugh the drill they run at the beginning, the conditioning drill. Yeah, the conditioning test. And I can see those two guys saying, to hell with this thing. You know, I'm here to play football.
I could see Sam Adams just sitting on the sidelines saying, hell no. I could see Tony Siragusa walking in with a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts,
you know. Exactly. Would you like one of these?
Yeah.
I can spare one.
Handing them out to the wide receivers as they finish. Yeah, I can see Goose doing that. But yeah, I mean, Sam Adams, like I said, I love the technicians, but, you know, when you first released this, you're doing this series of player recollections, number one on my Mount Rushmore of technicians that I love the way they play the game was Jared Johnson. So it's like, Jared, you're like, he's already taken. I'm like, all right, let me go back a generation for that number 95, and let's talk about Sam Adams.
Yeah, a lot of things made his game really special, but he was a very productive tackler at Seattle, much more like Kelly Gregg in terms of they allowed him to be the penetrator, make a lot of plays, even with Kennedy there, you know, piling up a lot of other stats as well. The other teams were running on Seattle a lot because Seattle was behind a lot. With the Ravens, there wasn't as much of that, particularly in 2000, and other teams really pretty quickly decided they weren't going to be able to run the ball on the Baltimore Ravens. They only allowed 2.7 yards per rush. If you take that out, if you take out the, I think it might be 2.7 if you take out the kneels. But they allowed only 960 yards for the season, which was the lowest of all time. Just I think is the greatest testament to Adams of all of this. He was initially used like Siragusa as a two down player. Siragusa stayed as a pure two down player in his time with the Ravens. He wasn't a guy you ever really had on the game on third down unless it was third and one.
Yep.
Adams' case, they initially in the 2000 season, they didn't keep him on the field on third and five, third and seven, whatever it might have been. They used Rob Burnett on a kind of a slant nose technique and a three-man line of Bulware, Burnett in the middle, and McCrary, which seems outrageous, with Ray Lewis, the only linebacker behind them, who really rove the line of scrimmage looking for pass rush opportunities, and then seven defensive backs. So they had a quarter backfield. They played a lot during that season. They played a ton of dime as well, but the 34.5% dime and quarter that year. But the thing that really got me about Adams is as the season moved on, he was the one lineman that they would try and keep getting on the field. And yep. He ended up picking up a lot of third down snaps that season, and he became much more of the very disruptive first step player that I remember.
Yeah. So as I was going back and watching, prepping for this, you could see, I couldn't find the week one Pittsburgh game, but I could see the week two Jacksonville game. And there's a lot of plays that, like, Sam Adams' impact in the run game is huge. Like, there's a couple plays. I encourage anybody to go find that Jacksonville game and look for 95, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about here with him, you know, taking on double teams, moving dudes, and creating not even lanes for Ray Lewis, space, like a space so that Ray Lewis can navigate all sorts of ways around to try to get to a tackler or get to the ball carrier. Just like you said, as the season progressed, like, you don't see teams even trying to run on Baltimore anymore. It's like, wow, this is pretty wild, you know? So at the, like, towards the end of the season, you start to see them doing different attempts to stunt that DL that, like, you didn't see weeks 1 through 8, and you're like starting to see there was one play in particular, and I think it was 79 or yeah, Larry Webster. Yeah. And then, like, you could see that, you know, just like you said, Siragusa is coming off the field. They're leaving Sam Adams on, and then they're trying to get creative about how they move Sam Adams and Larry Webster in these stunts. And I was like, this is interesting. So, yeah, he became the guy that they really didn't want to take off the field.
Yeah. End up playing 62.4% of the snaps. And if you know Ravens history and how unoften that has occurred, they've had only, I think the Ravens might have had 8 seasons in their entire history where 8 individual seasons where a defensive lineman played 70% of the snaps, and 4 of them are Haloti Ngata, and yep. Then a couple of them are Kelly Gregg, and I forget exactly who were the others, but it's a very select group of linemen. So for a guy to play 62.4% of the snaps and a guy like Adams with his physique, you wouldn't think it, but absolutely quick as a panther on that first snap. I mean, he would be in between two players, cross the face of a guard, into the center's shoulder. And, I mean, there was just no having it at that point. He was bifurcating the backfield. It didn't matter whether it was run or pass. And what his presence does is very similar to what Michael Pierce does today. Michael Pierce, really more of a run defender, but he pushes guys back, and he forces running backs to make choices that they don't want to have to make in the flow of a play. And that creates plays for other people. Adams did not have a whole lot of tackles in that year. I have to go back and see exactly.
Yeah, not a ton.
It's like 23 or something. It was relatively small number of tackles, 23 combined. In fact, I'm sorry, 27 combined, 23 solo and 4 and 4 assists. But anyway, still a fantastic year by any measure. And believe me, even though he shows up with 1 or 2 sacks that year, he got a ton of pressure on the quarterback. He was in the backfield. And when you really look at the second half of that season and the way he's in there, he's creating a lot of havoc in the offensive backfield.
One thing that I noticed a lot when going back and watching the film, like, teams are trying to spread out Baltimore because they're trying to pass. And, like, the more receivers you have, the more likely you are, I guess. Like, it's a fishing expedition to try to do anything against that 2000 defense. But it's a lot of, you know, single back backfield. It's a lot. No tight ends, no one extra blocking, and that running back's just going to chip. I'm not trying to take anything away from McCrary at all, but McCrary was on that island a lot because Sam Adams has taken the double team so many times. Sam Adams is forcing the guard center on him. And, you know, you're picking your poison, whether it's him or Goose, but, and maybe it's just favoritism because he's my dude, that I'm like noticing more that they're taking Sam Adams than they're doubling Goose. But yeah, there's a lot of plays. There's one in this, was it the Super Bowl or the, it wasn't the AFC. It wasn't the Titans. I can't remember. It was.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One in the playoffs where McCrary gets the sack and like it's just the quarterback's looking and he was trying to step up, but like you can't because Sam Adams, even being double teamed, is still moving the pocket. So yeah, there was a lot of that type of stuff with Sam Adams going on.
Yeah, that might have been on that first series of the Super Bowl. I'm trying to think back of it, but my recollection, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Adams is offsides on the very first play to set up first and five. And it's like, no big deal. They're not going to make first and five.
Right.
and sure enough, they stopped them. And I think I don't remember if it was third and two or third and four or what it was when they got there. But McCrary came off the edge. And you've described it exactly correctly, is that those double teams were focused to try and stop a player like Adams. And I think that's why they realized he was so valuable there, is they had three other good matchups. They had Boulware, they had Rob Burnett, who ended up leading the team in sacks, and they had McCrary, who were then getting a one-on-one look. And those are three pretty talented pass rushers to leave in that sort of situation.
Yep. And the other thing, this is a very random and obscure reference. Some listeners may remember this guy. Michael Turner, running back for the Falcons, like just a bowling ball and could just bounce off dudes. And like he was dangerous once he got it going, you know, but Sam Adams was like very similar to that. Like, if you did not get hands on him and stop that steam coming off the line, like it was a problem. It was a real problem. And there's so many plays and early in the season where like he's forcing dudes way out wide just because he's so quick. And it's like you're exposing your whole offense to so much when your offensive line is not standing next to each other, when they can't reach each other, is because Sam Adams has your guard and your tackle, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards away from the center. It's like you're playing with fire there, and Sam Adams did that a lot.
Yeah, great player for sure in terms of his effect, and it's I would go back to what you said in the episode about Shannon Sharpe. Is you really just need to go back and watch individual plays, watch the whole game. You know, if you can get a cut up of Sam Adams for that arrow, you probably can't. But he's not a hard player to find if you're watching.
No, he's not.
From that era.
No, he's not.
So even though Goose is a big guy, I mean Adams is very recognizable, and you know you can see what he's doing. How about some highlight? I have more highlight occurrences with him on the team than I have highlight plays for him. I did find two plays, no, really one play that I thought was really a true highlight of his, where he got to make a play that was kind of a big thing in 2000. But other than that, I mean, it's really hard to find individual plays for this guy.
No, I mean, well, for the Ravens, like it just wasn't the big flashy things, you know, like, so the highlight reel that exists of Sam Adams is all Seattle. And then I think he went to the Bengals at some point in time. And, you know, there's a lot of highlights of Sam Adams, but in terms of Ravens, like there wasn't a ton there. There was one, the Super Bowl, and this is different than the play I was just mentioning, but it's the same thing. McCrary gets the pressure, the Chris McAllister interception. McCrary gets the pressure. And like, if you look at that play, it's, you don't see Sam Adams making a huge impact on that play. But when you know how football is supposed to work or how they're trying to draw things up, like you see that McCrary's on that island because Sam Adams is like just eating this double team, and he's pushing the pocket, and you know, it's just McCrary just makes an excellent play, but like McCrary's not getting any help on that because Sam Adams is in on that play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Incredible way. We could talk, I'm sure, about a lot of the generalized thing he did, but he's part of one of the greatest run defenses of all time. He did, while the Ravens were not scoring at all, he missed a game actually in DC where they had a 91-yard rusher. They almost had their epic streak broken of 100-yard games. But Davis, I think that's the guy's name, was the running back. I'm trying to remember his first name, but it wasn't Mike Davis, but it was I'm losing it, but I believe his name is Davis. You're looking it up, obviously. That's great. I appreciate that. So Davis ran for 91 yards in that game. But one of the reasons that they had success in that game was Adams wasn't available. So, you know, whenever the 2000 Ravens defense ever gave up any significant yardage, it was usually because one of those two was not able to play. But during that stretch where the Ravens were not scoring on offense at all, there was a 5-game stretch. Adams piled up 7 tackles for loss. And I believe that's his entire total for the season, during that time when the Ravens really needed to shut down other teams. I'm sorry. Davis was?
Steven Davis. Pro Bowler that year. Steven Davis. Yep.
I deserved it for running for 91 yards against the Ravens.
Yeah, wow. If Sam Adams was available that game, we might have had a different Pro Bowler that we can't remember the name of.
Yeah, Michael Turner was LaDainian Tomlinson's caddy. He was the backup to LaDainian Tomlinson, so kind of like in the same way Priest Holmes went wild when he went somewhere else. Well, Priest Holmes actually did go wild when he went somewhere else, but and I don't know if Turner was really the kind of impact back.
He had a couple seasons in Atlanta, but I mean, it was also the great offensive line. You had Tony Gonzalez, you had Roddy White and Julio Jones. So like, pick your poison, you know? So like, but just the style is what I was referencing. Like how, if you didn't stop that guy early, like he was going to bounce off some things.
Yeah. This is one play that I recall from Rob Burnett in 2000 is Rob Burnett had a forced fumble in the opener against Pittsburgh. It was in the first quarter, I believe. Sam Adams fell on the football at the 14-yard line or picked up the football and ran to the 14-yard line, which might have been a couple of yards of return distance there. No score at the time. Three plays later, of course, the Ravens are in a field goal situation. that's what the offense did with the turnovers a lot that year, and they got the only 3 points they'd need to win the football game that day. Went up 3-0, never looked back. They had their first of the four shutouts, but Adams set up that, and I believe that's the only turnover that he was part of in that 49 turnover season. So that is pretty remarkable.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He did not have any forced fumbles. He had one fumble recovery. Didn't have interceptions. So, the team that's known for those turnovers, believe me, he did have an impact on more turnovers than that. There's some quarterbacks who were very nervous and some running backs who probably ended up fumbling the football.
Such an interesting point that like the defense and like, how do you attack this defense? Cause you have playmakers everywhere and there's so much talent and there's so little holes, but it always seemed to start with doubling Sam Adams. Mm-hmm. Like it's just incredible to me that like, you know, I guess that no matter what you did, you were kind of screwed. You weren't going to have a great day offensively against the Ravens, but you had to double Sam Adams. It's like, wow, you know, and how just underrated the guy is for that 2000 season, which I get it. You know, they're playmakers everywhere, but man, in my book, that dude, it just, so many other players around him were able to do their job at such a high level because of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. He's not a player that will ever get serious Hall of Fame consideration, but he played 14 seasons in the NFL. He was healthy pretty much the whole time and played 206 career games. That's an average of almost 15 per season in a 16 game schedule. The guy was ready to play every week, despite, you know, looking like a very out of shape guy in some ways until you saw him move. And then you knew that there really wasn't a problem. But he's not too far off a point where he should really get consideration. Now, one of the things that has hurt him is that if he had played in the PFF era, probably, then they would have picked up on a lot of his greatness play by play, the way they've elevated some linemen over the crowd during his time, including, you know, Marshall Yanda has been a beneficiary of that. But I think had Sam Adams played during the PFF era, that we'd know more about just how impactful his play was. The guy, you know, the one player we've mentioned as being quite similar and he's had problems staying on the field is Michael Pierce. And Michael Pierce is the highest rated defensive lineman by some PFF stats. So you don't have to completely agree with their methodology and whatnot, but it's still a relativized statistic when you're looking at him relative to other players. Yeah.
It's showing something. And like, if PFF was around during Sam Adams' career, like you 100% would have noticed good offensive linemen are having bad days against this dude.
Yes.
That means something, you know, like, I agree with that. Also, side note, if nobody has selected Marshall Yanda yet, please, please let me grab that one.
Oh, you're welcome to if you want to. He's almost too great to be on the series because we're looking for some second tier players. But if you want to talk about Marshall Yanda, I'll do it. I appreciate the prep you do for these, Sean, and we can talk about that off air. I just want to say again, complete pleasure to talk about a player with you. This is what I'm looking for, folks. I'm looking for just someone who has good memories, a little bit of thinking about what happened, just a moderate amount of research into these players and some of the big plays they had in their career and some of the moments. Doesn't even has to be angled the same way. If your angle was a special moment you had, maybe a personal moment you had with the player where I know we've had that show up in this series so far about Will Demps meeting somebody's daughter at camp and that being a really big moment. And they kind of followed Will Demps' career. Well, cool. I want to hear about that. So anyway, DM me, of course, and hit me up with the player you'd like. But Sean, thanks so much again for coming on. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
Oh, that's a good call. I got to pull up my Twitter. I'm on Twitter at @BMORE_sky, @SKY_high, HIGH. If you're toxic, I probably won't interact, but I'm on there. So feel free to reach out.
All right. I'll say that's a good rule. I mean, this is a laid back attitude on Twitter that doesn't lead you into some of these bad interactions where there's always pigs willing to jump into the mud.
Too quickly, way too quickly. I'm like, you guys have things to do, right? Do you not have funny do lists? I don't understand. Yeah.
All right. I'll say, we'll really appreciate you having you on, Sean.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Ken. It's always a blast.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.